Buenos días. Good morning. Selamat pagi. Chào sáng hào. Kerley Vernacom. A very warm welcome to Sporticus Podcast. As seen in the published video recently on our social media, in today's podcast, we're going to speak about our motor racing sports. But first, I can't hold this anymore. I need to share this with you. What a bittersweet day it was on Sunday in Singapore. 9th of August, also known as the National Day of Singapore. This year, due to the current COVID-19 circumstances, the jovial ambience and the patriotism that we are normally used to every year is missing. That happiness and vibe was missing this year. Since Singapore is completing 55 years of independence, and knowing the following day is a public holiday, I decided to celebrate this year's National Day celebrations at the highest rooftop bar in Singapore, known as One Altitude. What a place! My answer to when anyone asks me, which is your favorite place in Singapore? And I reply with a twinkle in my eye and a huge smile on my face, One Altitude. Anyways, my friends and I finally got to the top and we stepped onto the terrace. It was an eye-boggling moment to see the place half full, which was perfect for us. We quickly headed to the best spot, overviewing the Marina Bay Sands Hotel in order to enjoy the fireworks. Now, coming back to the spot. For those who have been to One Altitude would know about this spot. And for those who haven't yet been to One Altitude, you seriously have to do some revamping on that bucket list. I would like you to close your eyes for a moment and picturized in front of you the Marina Bay Sands Hotel. And on your left side, you will have the floating platform where every year the procession would take place. And furthermore, on the left, you will also see the Esplanade Theatre looking like durians from One Altitude. Durian, also known as the most exotic and stinkiest Southeast Asian fruit. But what really crossed my mind at that moment was that this year, in September, those beautiful streets that surround these infrastructures will be empty. What do I mean by empty? Is that this year there won't be any Formula One race in Singapore. Due to the current circumstances, Singapore can't afford to compromise on the main priority, and that is the health and safety of our people. After all, 40% of the Singapore race attendees are from overseas, while the event also boasts top international music acts that form part of the unique night race experience. Stating that Singapore GP had said last month that it's not feasible to conduct the race behind closed doors. Experts such as Associate Professor Prem Sham Dasani stated that we'll be spending more than gaining, and in simple words, that doesn't work out for Singapore. But hey, cheer up Singapore F1 lovers, we still have a contract for next year's race. Plus, Formula 1 has just started after the long break, and mamma mia, what a sensational start of Lewis Hamilton leading the classification table with 107 points. But saying that, he does not have an easy path ahead because Max Verstappen with 76 points and Lewis Hamilton's own partner Valtteri Bottas with 73 points are tailing behind him. On the other hand, what is happening with Ferrari's current driver Sebastian Vettel and Ferrari's upcoming driver Carlos Sainz? Sebastian Vettel, four-time Formula One champion, hasn't had a great start with the team Ferrari and his car after this pandemic break. For the second time this season, Sebastian Vettel failed to make its past quarter two for a race. It's unclear what the problem is, but Vettel simply isn't anywhere near the pace worthy of a top 10 finish. The German driver reflected on his miserable qualification performance and revealed that he was out of answers. The only logical explanation for the German struggle could be a lack of confidence. Vettel expresses that he knows they're pretty much stuck, but with no defeat in his eyes, he stated that he'll keep on resetting and trying until the car reaches its perfection. And what can we say about Carlos Sainz Jr.? Definitely remains in the ranking with Vettel, but definitely managing the McLaren's car well and slowly over time. He has been showing constant progress, but it makes me wonder if that is enough for a driver that will represent the Team Ferrari in the upcoming season. Next we have sensational news on MotoGP. A man that has spoken for himself on the tracks and leading the classification table with 59 points is Fabio Quartararo. Petronas Yamaha Sepang Racing's team Fabio Quartararo won back-to-back races in the month of July. On the other hand, incumbent MotoGP World Champion Marc Marquez was certified fit to race after breaking his right humerus in a high side the previous weekend. However, during practice, Marquez, riding for Repsol Honda, elected not to start the race, saying he preferred not to risk aggravating the fracture. But unfortunately, he has had to operate again his fractured humerus, and this will only lead him to come back 100% healthy on the tracks by the month of September. But let's all pray for him and bless him with speedy recovery. So cheer up! Next race, MotoGP, will take place at the Red Bull Ring track located in Austria on the weekend of the 14th to the 16th of August. It's going to be a crucial podium to achieve. Was that a Mustang roaring? Indeed it was. Kevin Harvick and his Mustang have been tip-top on the tracks of NASCAR. Harvick, leading the classification table with 916 points, he is definitely not going to be an easy to chase, especially saving the bitter taste from last year's season. Another race that we can't miss next weekend at one of the all-time favourite tracks of any NASCAR driver, Daytona Florida Beach. So stay tuned for more information via our Instagram and Facebook, SporticusSG, for timings and results. And lastly, I would like to take the opportunity to thank Carlos Sainz Sr. for once again winning 2020 Rally Dakar and bringing the trophy to Spain, where he has been an inspirational figure for all Spanish pilots. He has also, alongside with Carlos Sainz Jr., his son, and Fernando Alonso, they have become images of the solidarity campaign We Will Not Give Up, organized by Action Against Hunger, to raise funds in order to help families affected by the crisis caused by the coronavirus. God bless to all those who are involved in the sports industry and have been blessing and showing full support to all those affected during these hard times. And before I end with my podcast, a gentle reminder. Do not forget to redeem your 20% off by applying SporticusSG promo code at The Cage in Kallang. And if you're ready to take up a new challenge in such a challenging year, hit the fencing arena of Modern Fencing Academy located at Marina Square. And by mentioning SporticusSG, obtain 2 sessions with my friend Lev Panfilov. Gracias for tuning in today at SporticusSG. For further queries, drop us an email at sporticussg@gmail.com and we shall do our best to answer you. Please do remember to like and share us on Facebook and Instagram, SporticusSG. In the meanwhile, stay safe and keep healthy, amigos.